AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's confirmed the deaths of two senior security officials in an Israeli strike. Ali Larijani, secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, along with General Gholam Reza Soleimani, head of the Revolutionary Guard's besieged paramilitary force, crucial in putting down recent protests. John Gambrell has more.
The killing of Larijani again strips away the top leaders from Iran's theocracy. This is after the war already has seen the Israelis kill 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as well as other military leaders. His son, Mujtaba Khamenei, is now Supreme Leader, and he is going to have to prosecute the war without these trusted leaders.
In Washington, Sagar Magani reports President Trump's been fuming at NATO and most other U.S. allies who've rejected his calls to help secure the Strait of Hormuz.
NATO's making a very foolish mistake.
The president lit into an alliance he says should have reciprocated after years of American support.
I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test.
The refusals laying bare that the international community sees the Iran war as one of Trump's choice, squarely on his shoulders. The president says that's fine.
We don't need him, but they should have been there.
Asked if it could force him to rethink America's relationship with the alliance or leave it altogether.
It's certainly something that we should think about.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cuba's been suffering through its third nationwide blackout in 4 months. Now President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are calling for new people in charge. The president saying,
well, Cuba right now is in very bad shape. They're talking to Marco, and we'll be doing something with Cuba very soon.
FlightAware says more than 1,100 flights were canceled in the U.S. Tuesday and after effect of Monday's storms. This is AP News. A pub on wheels? Mike Hempen reports they're bringing a taste of Ireland to New England.
The business began during the pandemic when brothers Craig and Matt Taylor started building an authentic-looking pub in a driveway. The Wee Irish Pub is a miniature Irish pub on wheels that's used for parties across New England. Craig Taylor says people enjoy it because of the atmosphere.
I think you're connecting to Ireland, so if you have some Irish heritage, you know, when lights go down at night, it's definitely, you could be anywhere and you feel like you're in Ireland.
Mark Cote recently hosted the pub in his Andover driveway.
Biggest surprise is how many people we can get in here. It actually helps with the atmosphere and we play music and the authentic feel of it.
The Wee Irish Pubs travel from March through December, serving as the centerpiece of St. Patrick's celebrations, bachelor parties, and family gatherings. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more stories at apnews.com, I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.